Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This summer marks 20 years since Hurricane Andrew, and each week we're bringing you a story in our Remembering Andrew series. Danny Rivero is our social media editor here at WLRN. You don't hear his voice on the radio too often, but Danny is the voice of WLRN on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. In 1992, he was 6 years old and living in Fairfax County, Virginia, but he happened to be visiting Miami during Hurricane Andrew. And his memory of the storm is shaped by a classic radio broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars.
Before we would go to bed most nights, my mom would read or play a cassette to us, and one of them was War of the Worlds. And before my mom played us the tapes of War of the Worlds, she explained to us that this was not real, that this was something that in its time caused confusion, but it was like the cartoons I would watch on Saturday morning. So my brother and I shared a room. We had two twin beds. We just lay down and imagine all these things happening. And I want to know, I have to know what's going to happen because this could be happening somewhere. And it's captivating.
On the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rockello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
Around the time that I was listening to War of the Worlds, I came down to Miami on a month-long vacation with my father and my brother. I was 6 years old. The main purpose of our trip was for my uncle's wedding. He got married, I think it was the day before Hurricane Andrew struck. And we were staying at my grandfather's house in West Miami. The day before Hurricane Andrew came, there was a lot of people in this little house, and we were all crowded around the TV. So I'm looking at the map of Florida, and I know that we're down here on the bottom right corner in Miami, where I come to visit every summer. And the green blotch is right next to us. And I don't know what that means, because we were just at a wedding. I was with my family earlier in the day. We were all outside. It was a beautiful day. But here's a signal that something bad is coming. The announcer on the TV was repeating warnings of, if you're in Miami, if you're Miami-Dade County, look out for this. The little discussions that everyone was having on the side, that was the topic. It was, is this going to come to us? Is this not going to come to us? Who knows what's going to happen when this force comes to us? It was like I was living a part of the War of the Worlds, in the sense that it was hard to distinguish if this was fact or fiction. It was a broadcast we were listening to. There's an image, but you're not really looking at people speaking. There's a big blotch. This is where it's happening, and this is where we are. It's not here, but it's coming. So we're all staring at the TV, and at one point someone says, Ponme HBO, quítame esto, que mi show favorito, which means, put on HBO, it's my favorite show. And then everyone says, no, what, como que we change the channel, we're going to watch this, this is what we're watching, this is what we're going to do all day. And there was a big verbal assault going on. Everyone was screaming at each other. And you hear some chatter in the background, like, quítame esto, estoy cansado, no quiero ver esto. You know, take off this stuff. I'm not going to sit here and basically watch nothing going on the screen. So I'm watching this, kind of chuckling with my brother, and it slowly dawned on me that, you know, this isn't fiction. This isn't War of the Worlds. You know, this is real.
War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Book 1, Chapter 5.
This is from War of the Worlds, Volume 1, Chapter 5. We became silent
and stood watching for a time, side by side, deriving, I fancy, a certain comfort in one another's company.
As the pressure dropped and the conditions outside changed, I could feel it on my skin, a kind of tingling sensation, the sense that you get when something is about to happen.
The sunset faded to twilight before anything further happened.
It came to a point where no one was paying attention to the TV. It was kind of ambient noise and everyone's senses were heightened. And we were animals. Our hairs on our arms were sticking up and we were just listening and paying attention.
A slight atmospheric disturbance of undetermined origin is reported over Nova Scotia, causing a low-pressure area to move down rather rapidly over the northeastern states, bringing a forecast of rain accompanied by winds of light gale force.
It's like we're in the hurricane cone, but every time for the last couple of years, we never get hit. It's a case of if I can't see it, it can't be real. Science fiction in the sense that they're predicted, but they never come. You know, some people have like conspiracy theories like, oh, at least my family has conspiracy theories like, oh, Home Depot pays the weatherman to tell us that a hurricane's coming. So everyone goes to Home Depot to go buy all the wood and then, you know, nothing happens. And people reassure themselves in this fiction that, you know, hurricanes aren't going to affect me, that they're just going to pass over. They'll hit North Carolina or North Florida or somewhere. It's not going to affect me.
That was Danny Rivero, WLRN's social media editor. The sound in this piece was from the original 1938 broadcast of The War of the Worlds by Orson Welles, as well as a reading of The War of the Worlds from the podcast The Audient Void. When The War of the Worlds originally aired, it caused panic and hysteria. People really thought aliens were invading. They fled their homes, they fell to their knees in prayer, and according to the New York Times, one woman even attempted suicide. Danny Rivero doesn't remember much about Hurricane Andrew once it actually hit. He says his brother still teases him because he slept through most of it. His abuelo's neighborhood in southwest Miami-Dade did not have much damage. You can read more about what Danny remembers from after the storm at WLRNunderthesun.org. We really want to know how Andrew changed your life and South Florida, so please tell us at WLRNunderthesun.org. This story was produced by Trina Sargalski. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.